On this episode of the Wild Child Kitchen Gardening Podcast, I'm sharing three things that you need to be doing right now to get ready for the spring garden season. Don't miss it. Let's dig in. To learn every season. And we find a way to be able to grow every season. We don't just want to grow our gardens. We want to also grow ourselves. And that is what we do inside the Wild Child Kitchen Gardening Method. We grow gardeners. We are just as excited to see you come in and grow as a gardener as we are to see all that you harvest. And believe me, harvest you will, but we want to make sure that you are also growing yourself. And in doing that, we have a few things that we can help with. So if you feel like you are super, super excited for spring, you are already just over the top. You are gnawing at the bit to get to the nursery. I can relate. If you're already feeling like that, what I want you to really, really think about is there are some things that you need to be considering before you take that trip to the nursery. And that is what we're going to talk about today. Today, we are going to really dig in to three things you need to be doing right now in your garden, right now, in order to be able to have this spring season that I know you want, guys. I understand where you're coming from. Believe me, I want it too. So let's talk about those three things, okay? Number one, the first thing you must be doing right now to prepare for a fabulous spring season is you've got to be thinking about what you want. What are your goals? What is it that when you see yourself harvesting, do you see? What are you thinking about when you think of your garden in not spring, but in the summer, whenever you are actually going to be picking and actually going to be growing in this garden? When you are reaping the rewards, when you're harvesting the fruit of your labor, what do you see? This is so important, and it's a step we skip. And let me tell you what happens when we skip it. When we skip the step, we get sidetracked. And because we get sidetracked, we end up at the end of the season very, very frustrated. And I don't want that for you. I want you to end your season so excited, so satisfied, and so fulfilled. I want you to feel like this season was your best season ever. But in order for that to be, you've got to set some goals. And you've got to figure out what it is that you want out of your garden. When you do that, what happens is you are able to set yourself up for success. So let me ask you, what are your goals this season? What do you want when you see yourself at the end of summer? What are you doing? Are you making salsa? Are you making pickles? Are you enjoying dinners out in the garden? Are you really, really harvesting lots of herbs? Have you upped your herb game? Are you stuffing peppers? Are you harvesting lots of flowers? Are you making lots of flower bouquets? Maybe you're like me, all of the above, right? The answer is always yes. No matter what it is, no matter what we're doing, yes. Can you relate to that? Tell me in the chat, can you relate to that? What I want you to really, really think about today is who you are as a gardener. And if this is something you have never thought about before, if this is something that has never crossed your mind, something that you have never considered, really, you just go to the nursery, you buy what they have, you come home and you plant it and you don't think about it again, and what you get is what you get. If that's where you are right now, then I encourage you, take my 5-day challenge. The link is in the comments for you to join. It is completely free. This 5-day challenge will give you a better garden. Give me 5 days and I will give you a better garden. If you have never considered who you are as a gardener, what you want from your garden, take this challenge, because what you will find is that you may not even be thinking about what you actually want. And then when you think about it is when you start harvesting and you're like, you know, I really did want to make pickles this year. But you don't have the right cucumbers growing. You don't have enough cucumbers growing. You can't get a cucumber from the garden to the kitchen to save your life. Who can relate? Think about who you are as a gardener. This is how we start out as a spring, how we start out our spring season. This is how we do it. We see ourselves, we ask ourselves, what are our goals? Who are you as a gardener? One of our garden club members and academy graduates, Katie, her goal this season is to, hands down, she said, she's making sauce. That's all she really wants from her garden this year. She has devoted so much space to certain paste tomatoes. And this is so that she can really see who is going to perform the best for her so that she can know how many she needs to make the sauce that she wants. That is her big goal. Guess what? If she doesn't do anything else but paste tomatoes, if she makes all of that jarred sauce that she wants to make, she's going to be a happy gardener. Doesn't matter what else she does, right? Setting your goals helps you get the results you want. So you've got to determine what you want. What do you want out of this garden? That's the first thing you should be doing right now. We've got a few more weeks. The challenge closes on February, I think it's 19th. This is a last chance. So I want you to come and take this challenge so that you can prepare yourself for spring. I would love to have you join us. You can get the details in the comments. Here's number two. Number two thing you've got to be doing right now is focusing on your soil. This is another thing that we just don't ever do. And I was so hesitant to put this number two because it's really number one. But I wanted you to really think of yourself as a gardener first. But you've got to focus on your soil. 95% of what you do in your garden needs to be soil related. With the right soil, your garden dreams are going to come true. Without good soil, you are going to be frustrated, discouraged, disappointed, and over it come June. The reason is because your soil actually dictates your pest, your disease, and your weeds. Did you know that? And what you're most likely growing in is dirt. What the nurseries don't tell you is that it has to be made over time, with lots of organic matter and nutrients and lots of life. We don't think about this. Again, we go to the nursery, we get our plants, we take them home, we plant them, and we're frustrated and we're discouraged because we don't know what we even want as gardeners and because we haven't given 2 seconds of thought to our soil. So what do? We get about halfway into the garden season. We realize we are way behind everybody else and we start hyper-fertilizing, right? We start spending all this money on fertilizer. And what we're actually doing is making our soil worse. We're improving our plants for a very short time, but what we're actually doing is making things worse. We are killing our soil more dead than it already is when we hyper-fertilize. You don't have to do that. You can actually build your soil before your garden is planted and then let your soil do the work for you. Doesn't that sound so much better? So I challenge you right now. Get off of Pinterest. Put away the videos and the pictures and actually focus on what matters. The gardens that you see online are grown in fabulous soil. What we skip is such a huge part. We can build our soil and grow so much more. When we focus on our soil, we have so much less work, so much less disease, fewer pests, and no weeds. I can show you how to do that. join my challenge. I want you to focus on your soil, because when you do, then your garden grows. And guess what? You grow too. In the Wild Child Kitchen Gardening Method, we say we're gardeners of soil. And we are, because that's where we put our focus. And we let our plants sort of be our thermometer. They just show us what we need to do. They're our reference point. When you focus on your soil, your plants, they do all the work. They figure it out. They are wired in their DNA to grow, but they are only as successful as the environment you put them in. Put them in the right environment and watch them thrive. I can help you do this. Can show you how to do this. Join my challenge. And finally, number three, get a plan. Guys, I say this so often. Y'all are probably so tired of hearing me say this, and I know I sound like a broken record, but when you go to the nursery without a plan, you set yourself up for failure, for discouragement, for frustration, for pest, and for disease. The reason is because when you go to the garden without a plan, you are really and truly buying way too much. You're getting lots of things that you don't need. So you're not going to meet the goals that you have in your head that you've never really actually expressed. And your soil can't keep up with them because you're not even thinking about your soil, right? Overproducing amazing gardens without weeds, with fewer pests and less disease, don't just happen. But overcrowded gardens that are ridden with disease, that are constantly under attack by pests, and that have to be weeded daily, do. I want you to think about that. Overproducing gardens don't just happen, but underperforming, overcrowded gardens do. That is the worst thing you can do, is not know what you need for your space. That's because what happens is you get over there and you buy 4 packs in the nursery. Now listen, I love a deal just as much as the next person, and I am all about getting the 4-pack. But what ends up happening is you end up with more plants than you need. You end up getting more than you actually want to grow and more than you actually have space for. Can anybody relate to that? I have done that so many times myself. And then we know we're not throwing those plants away. Are you crazy? We're going to find somewhere for them. We're just going to put them right here, right? And then what ends up happening is we overcrowd them. Did you know that a pepper plant, an eggplant that is planted too close to its neighbor will not produce fruit? Did you know that? It's the truth. I had it happen to me. One season, I did exactly what I'm telling you not to do. Ask me how I know these things, y'all. One season, I went in and I said, well, I just have this extra pepper. I'm just going to put him right here. All three, I put him in between 2 already existing pepper plants that I had already planted. And at the time, it looked fine. But what I didn't realize was as they grew and as they got bigger, when they started setting fruit, they know that they're too close, so they don't put the fruit out. They drop their flowers. Have you ever experienced flower drop? It's devastating. Most of the time, it comes from overcrowding. I removed that pepper plant as an experiment to see what would happen in about mid-June. And by the end of July, my other 2 plants were covered in peppers. If you overcrowd your garden, if you overplant your garden, what you are going to find is that you are not going to get the harvest that you could if you had a plan. The plan is key. That's because you can look at the space you have. You can determine what you need to plant, what you want as a goal, because you know what you want as a gardener. And so you know what's going to go in this space. And so then when you know what's going to go in the space, you can make a shopping list. Imagine that. And you can go to the nursery just like you go to the grocery store. Now, we all know how annoying it is when we go to the grocery store and we buy a loaf of bread and we come home and we've got two half loaves in the pantry that we didn't see, right? Imagine how much more annoying it is when you go to the nursery and you buy more than you need and it completely destroys your entire garden season. You know what I'm talking about here. I know that you do. Can't be just me. So what I want you to think about is how you can create this plan that will then translate into the garden goals that you have set for yourself so that you can get the results you want and your soil is where it needs to be so it backs the whole thing up and the foundation is there and you get to have the garden of your dreams. It all starts right now. It all starts right now. Without focusing on who you are as a gardener and setting some goals for your garden, without deciding to focus on your soil and determining that you are going to really examine your soil and figure out what does it need. Instead of not having a plan, you're going to create a plan. When you decide that right now, your July harvest exponentially increases. It's the truth. It does. And then your confidence as a gardener increases. Your excitement about your garden increases. And you just continue to grow and grow and grow. Because once you learn how to be a gardener, you can grow anything. And that's what I want for you this season. I want you to be able to grow anything you want. And a lot of times we believe that that starts with a trip to the nursery. And in fact, the trip to the nursery is our reward for all of our hard work. The trip to the nursery is the cherry on top. It's how we tell ourselves, good job for setting a goal for yourself this season. Good job for telling yourself that you are going to focus on your soil. Good job for getting that soil tested and then amending it and giving it what it needs. Good job. Let's go to the nursery with your shopping list from your plan. Yes, that is what I want for you this season because I know that that is how you succeed as a gardener. This plan is everything. And if you've never thought about the importance of a plan, I want you to do something right now. We're going to do a little game. Close your eyes and think about your tomatoes in July. Think about what you were doing in July of last year. If you can, when you close your eyes and what you think about is the tomato jungle that is literally growing all over each other and you can't get to the tomatoes because it's so overgrown. And so when you do finally pick them, they're rotten. You didn't have a plan. You didn't have a plan. And so you were not able to harvest what you wanted to, and you did not reach your goals. Join my challenge. It's free. It's 5 days inside of a Facebook group, and I'm going to show you how to have a better garden this season. We're going to talk about setting goals for ourselves. We're going to talk about focusing on our soil. We're going to talk about getting a plan. And it makes all the difference. Thank you guys so much for joining today. All, I hope you have a great rest of your day and I will see you next time. This episode of the Wild Child Kitchen Gardening Podcast is brought to you by the Wild Child Kitchen Garden Academy, where you can learn how to create your very own beautiful backyard kitchen garden just in time for the spring season in an online work at your own pace course. In the Wild Child Kitchen Garden Academy, you will learn how to grow a year-round backyard kitchen garden in whatever space you have. I'm going to take you to school, garden school that is, to help you learn how to build your backyard dream garden, grow your backyard dream garden, and harvest from your backyard dream garden. That's right. The Academy takes you from planning to picking and every step in between, all from the comfort of your own home. This online program takes you through every step of the garden experience and will have you ready to harvest all season long.
You will learn how to design your own kitchen garden, build your soil, plant the right plants at the right time, incorporate companions, and grow a healthy garden the right way so that you can harvest all season long. This program is intended to be completed in 8 weeks, and you will be harvesting your favorite vegetables shortly after. I'm going to teach you all my tricks, show you all the ways we can bend the rules, and give you all the tools you need to succeed. I would love to have you in the program. We start February 6th. Join us at releaseyourinnerwildchild.com/academy.